This is Don Drysdale. Many athletes are natural-born stars, and they have the physical ability and natural aptitude to excel in sports. But there are others, too, people who drive themselves, who have to overcome handicaps of all kinds. Today, I'll tell you about a famous champion who is lucky to be alive. This program is brought to you as a public service of the station on behalf of your local Army recruiter. Today's Army takes the luck out of finding a successful career. They can train you in a career with a real future. Get the facts on Army skills soon. And now, today's story. It's about a young lady named Wilma Rudolph. She was born in Clarksville, Tennessee in 1934. And life wasn't exactly kind to her. She had 18 brothers and sisters, and there was never enough money to feed and clothe this large family from her parents' small income. Her father was a porter on the train, and her mother worked as a housekeeper. Children slept everywhere in her house, in the living room, in the kitchen, on the floor, and on furniture, wherever there was room. Then, when she was 4 years old, things really got tough for Wilma. She caught scarlet fever. In the days before penicillin, it was a terrible childhood killer. While she lay in bed at home in a poorly heated house, she also picked up a case of double pneumonia. It was a miracle that this scrawny little girl lived. But she did live, although she could not walk anymore. She was paralyzed on her left side. But her parents wouldn't let her quit. They made her get better. Her mother began taking her to Nashville to see a specialist. It was a 45-mile bus trip, but they did it every week for 2 solid years. The clinic gave her physical therapy, and slowly her paralyzed leg began to function again. With specially made shoes, she was finally able to limp around and finally to walk. When she was 8, she could even run. Her brothers taught her how to play basketball, and she was pretty good at it. And when she entered high school, she made the team. In her last 2 years of high school, this pretty little girl set the state record for girls' basketball when she scored 803 points in 25 games. Wilma had overcome the crippling diseases of her childhood. But her biggest challenge lay ahead. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. First, here's a challenge from today's Army. It takes more than one kind of person to make a winner, and when I was pitching baseball, I knew there were a lot of people on and off the field backing me up. Well, it's the same in the combat arms of today's Army. Armor, infantry, artillery. Young, tough men working together overcoming a challenge to accomplish the mission. Go with the first team, join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about a beautiful girl from Tennessee named Wilma Rudolph. When she was a little girl, she was paralyzed, and after learning to walk again, she became an outstanding basketball player in high school. Ed Temple, the track coach at Tennessee A&I, saw Wilma on the court and suggested to the high school coach that a girls' track team be formed. The high school took the advice, and Wilma began running. She never lost a race in high school competition. In fact, she was good enough to be invited to run in the 1956 Olympics. She didn't win any races in Australia at the Melbourne Olympics, except for a bronze medal as one of America's relay team. But it was enough to really get her excited and determined to do better. She came home to enroll at Tennessee A&I, where the coach, Ed Temple, encouraged her and taught her to condition herself and pace herself. Then the women's track coach for the 1960 Olympics was announced, and it was Ed Temple. Now Wilma had to work harder than ever, because Temple drove her. But she ran better than ever, and off she went to the 1960 Olympics in Rome. Her first race was a 100-meter dash. When the gun sounded, the closest rival Wilma had, a Russian girl named Maria Inkina, jumped to the lead. She held it for 25 meters, then Wilma began to close in beautiful long strides. At the halfway mark, Wilma was ahead. Then she lengthened the lead and opened up. It was only a question of how much she'd win by, and when she did win, it was to set a new world's record, 11 minutes flat. Later, she won the 200-meter dash and got a third gold medal, anchoring the 400-meter relay. In the history of the Olympics, it was the first time that any runner, male or female, had ever won 3 gold medals. And that's not bad for a poor little girl from Tennessee who was mighty lucky to be alive. This is Don Drysdale, and you'll be in luck the day you see your local Army recruiter and join the people who've joined the Army. So long, everyone.